The Lollycats won their home opener with Jerdenton, but lost the following week to Pearsall. We caught up with Coach Foolery in week four.
Let's give him a buzz.
Tom Foolery, so get the number here. Give him a call. This is long distance, by the way. You punch in the code? Okay, we don't need to. Long distance calls. We're calling down there to South Texas. Talk to Tom Foolery.
Hello, Fieldhouse.
Yeah, Coach Foolery, please.
You got him.
Hey. Tom, it's Dunham and Miller from The Ticket.
Hey, well, hello, fellas. How are you this week?
Great.
Good. How you doing?
Well, I've been better.
Yeah, we understand that you lost Pearsall 24-7 on Friday. What happened?
Well, it was a tough one. I tell you, you know, I told you guys last week we was worried about complacency.
Right.
Well, that's exactly what we had. I mean, they had a good football team and everything. We just didn't play well. There's a lot of factors going in last week's loss, but by golly, I was just really disappointed in our football team.
Huh.
Yeah. What did you, I mean, what was the mood like driving back on the bus?
Well, we was disappointed. You know, they have a good football team. We just got outplayed. I mean, they got a running back down there in Pearsall, Zippy McFlyer. And, I mean, he's quick.
Yeah, he's sounds fast. Like.
I mean, he's faster than a sheep in Lubbock. we kicked the football off to him and had great specialty teams play down there, pin him down on their 8-yard line. But on the first play from scrimmage, Zippy McFlyer goes 9 to 2 yards for a touchdown.
Wow.
After that, it was Susie get the sweeper.
Susie get the sweeper after that, huh?
Yeah, plus it was hot. They played down one of those bowls down there, you know, where really don't get good circulation.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably 95 degrees at 8 o'clock. I mean, it was hotter than two rats doing a nasty in a wool sock.
Yeah, that's hot.
It didn't adjust very well, and we just lost. It just wasn't real good.
That's too bad. Well, I mean, my question about the bus was, I mean, did you still go by Dairy Queen?
Well, you know, they got a great one down there in Pearsall.
Right.
And we don't have one in Lollygag, but, you know, we went just because it's tradition with us, and we always stop by the Pearsall DQ. But I tell you, our kids didn't really have an appetite after getting their butts whipped that bad. I mean, instead of ordering Hunger Busters, we were just ordering up Dilly Bars. Hey, let me ask you. I don't eat at DQ very often. I do when we take the kids, but I don't understand something. I went down there, and I just said, hey, miss, can I get a chocolate ice cream cone? And she said, well, we don't have chocolate ice cream cones.
Uh-huh.
We got a dip cone.
All right.
I said, okay, well, let me have one of them. So she dips it in that chocolatey stuff, but by the time I get ready to bite into it, it's hard as a rock.
Right.
What's the deal with that dip? I mean, like a shell or something.
I don't know. Well,
that's just one of those DQ delicacies.
I tell you what, someone make $1 million, they get a chocolate ice cream machine in those DQs.
Well, tell them to look into that.
Hey, how's the health of your team? Everybody okay?
Well, everybody's doing good. I tell you, physically, mentally, Billy Bob's down a little bit because
he's a quarterback, right?
Well, he was the first half. We decided at halftime to go with Scoopy Justice, move him from wide receiver to quarterback, and that didn't work out real well. But, you know, I just didn't like what was going on, and we have to make adjustments in the locker room at halftime. We can't do that with Billy Bob because, you know, Billy Bob, Mr. Extracurricular, he don't even come into the locker room during the halftime because he just whips off them shoulder pads and puts that tube around his neck and marches in the marching band. He's got to do it all. I mean, Mr.
Right.
National Merit Scholar and speech and drama, and I don't mean to sound negative, but I tell Billy Bob, hey, what's going to get you the full scholarship to Sol Ross, son, is going to be football.
That's where everyone wants to end up, I think.
Man, do what?
I think that's where everyone wants to end up.
Well, you know, Billy Bob, you know, Hank, everybody in the Brubaker family went there.
That's right.
And he wants to play quarterback there, but I told him he's got to get concentrated. So at the halftime, we go, and I say, well, Scoopy, you're going to play quarterback because I can tell you what we want to do in the second half. Well, here we go again with the Wildcat Booster Club. I mean, they're on my back this week because the decision to move Scoopy to QB went over about as well as a turd in a punch bowl. So
I know they were on you.
Down, but we just not real happy around here these days in Lollygag.
Well, they were on you a couple of weeks ago when you lost the opener. Now, have they been on you worse this week?
Well, I don't know about worse. It's the kids, see, you know. I ain't really worried about the adults, but, you know, some kids, Tom Foolery, you know, it's real easy to make Tom the Fool Foolery. They shoe polish the truck. And,
really?
Oh, no.
It used to be just, you know, kids drinking beer, and then all of a sudden it was smoking marijuana. Now it's guns, and heck, I don't know what to do to these kids. Now they're shoe polishing my car and my house. we got to get on the winning track, otherwise my wife's going to get me out of town.
Yeah. No for sale signs in the yard yet, is there?
Not yet, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Coach, you sound down. This is the most down we've ever heard you.
Well, to tell you the truth, George, we hadn't been 1-2 since this time last year.
And, that's a while.
Yeah, so, I mean, we've been used to winning football games. Last year we won 8 in a row to finish out the season, get to the playoffs. So they had some high expectations, but I don't know. We played some good football teams the last couple of weeks, and we got to be ready to go this week because Strawberry Pickers are as tough as anybody.
Yeah. Any Brad Sham still doing okay as the voice of the Cats?
He does a great job for us. And, you know, with all the controversy that he's been in up there, heck, we don't need more controversy with him down here doing Wildcat games. And he came to my defense for moving Scoopy to quarterback.
I mean, oh, he
did. All, you got to be able to make decisions in the locker room and adjustments. That's just good X's and O's.
Now, speaking of the locker room, I heard that Pearsall tried one of the old tricks in the book, and they cranked up the heat on you guys down there. Is that true?
Yeah, like I said, it was hot.
Yeah.
It was hot enough, and they you know, they, first of all, they got their locker room painted pink.
Pink?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's some kind of psychological thing where you go in there feeling frilly. Heck, our kids didn't know if they was wearing jockey straps or panties. We came out feeling a little soft about ourselves. That's the reason I think we got whipped as good as we did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, bounce back this week against the Strawberry Pickers, would you?
Well, you know, George, I got to tell our kids, you know, we're going to be a better football team by week 10.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to plan on getting better. But my thing is, why don't we go ahead and get better now? You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's like wearing the same pair of underwear every day for a month. It makes no sense. Why not change now before you stink up the place so bad nobody wants to come near us? But anyway, fellas, I got to go. It looks like one of the JV basketball players took one down in the testicular area. He's turning all purple. I'm not quite sure if he's going to make it.
All right, Coach. We appreciate the time.
All right, gentlemen. I hope we talk to you next week with a victory.
All right, good luck against Poteet.
Always good to hear from Coach Tomfoolery. 4:30 on the ticket. Sports Radio 1310, Dunham and Miller.